Mesechta Bav Metzia, Daf Mem Alf, Daf Nun, Chazar, the Shish Bizachus for Klai Yisrael, we should have Yeshuais, Shifuais, and the Gula Bekarev. The Mishnah Daf Mem discussed somebody who deposits a barrel of wine by a Shomer. And the halacha varies whether the Baal put it in a specific place or didn't, whether the Shomer moved it, Letzar Chai, or Letzar Cha, and whether it broke while the Shomer was holding it or after he placed it down. And what emerges is, Letzar Cha, if the Shomer moved it for its benefit, he's Pater no matter what, he's a Shomer Chinim, who's Pater from Oinsim. But if he moved the Letzar Cha for his benefit, and it's Metoich Yada, he's holding it while it breaks, whether the Baal was a miyachid a place or not, the Shomer will be chayiv. The only question is, Letzar Cha, if he moved it for his own purpose, Mishay Nicha, and he placed it down. The Reisha deals with the case, Lo Yichala Mokoyim, he'll be Potter. This is like Rabbi Shmuel, who says, Lo Yibin Adas Bailim, while the Seifa is Yichala Mokoyim, he'll be Chayim. This is like Rabbi Kiva, Bein Adas Bailim. Or another version is the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. He's Potter in the Reisha because he put it back in the right place. That's considered Hashava. He's Chayim in the Seifa. Since he didn't put it back in the right place, it's not considered Hashava. Now, when he took it to Tzar Chai, what does that mean? Rabbi Yaakov Barba said he took it to steal it. He holds Shlichus Yad Tzrich Chisaron, as is Rav. Rav Nosef Bar Abba said he took it to Shaleach Yad, since he holds Shlichus Yad in its Tzrich Chisaron, like Levi. And Rav Sheish says he took it in order to stand on it, therefore he's Chayiv and Oinsin, since Shoyel Shalei Midas is a Gazlan. Amud Beis, Rabbi Yechon explains the Machlokes between Rav and Levi. Levi holds Shlichus Yad in its Tzrich Chisaron, learns it from the extra time it says Shlichus Yad by Shemesh Sachar. While Rav says we need to learn Shlichus Yad both by Shem Echim and Shem Esachar, therefore he holds Shlichus Yad Tzricha Chisaron. While Rav says we can learn Shlichus Yad, Shem Echim and Shem Esachar from a Shoyel and explains what Rav and Levi do with the two Pesukim. Daf Mem Beis the next Mishnah. Hamafkin Mois is a Chaveroi. So you give the money to a Shem Echim. He's only Chayiv for Pshia. What's Pshia? Tzarim Ve'efshil Ma'achayrov, Mosram Lebenoi Lebita Ektanim, or he didn't lock it up correctly. In all these cases, he'd be chayiv shlei shamar kederech hashomer. Shmuel says, by money, ain shmir el bekarka, which means a tefach into the ground. We reference Tainis Tav Ches, Amr B'Yitzchak, ain habroch mitzuya el bedova samim in a ayin. And the rest of the daf has a number of stories of shomer who's chayiv and who's potter. Daf Mem Gimel, the next Mishnah. Three cases. Number one, if he deposits money by a shulchani, im tsurim, if they're tied up and the Gemara says sealed, he's not allowed to use them. Therefore, if they get lost, he's pater as a shomer chinam. If they're loose, memel, he's allowed to use them. If they get lost, he's chayiv as a shomer sachar. Case number two, etzel baal bais, who cannot use the money, therefore he's considered shomer chinam. He's not chayiv in the Gneva Veda. Case number three, chenvni kebaal bais, divrei Reb Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chenvini Kishulchani. Now concerning the Shulchani, if the money is loose and he's allowed to use them, Rav Huna says he's going to be a Chayev, Afilu Oinsin, as a Shoyel. Rav Nachman says he's going to be part of Oinsin until he uses them. The next mission, the Shomer, who Shaleach Yad Bebikadain, three-way Machloikis. Beishame says, Yilake Bechosu Beyeser, he gets hit with the decrease and the increase. Beis Hillel says, Beishas Hoitza. Rabbi Kiva says, Beishas Tviya. The Gemara has four explanations in this three-way machloikis. According to the first three pshatim, bechasa b'yesa means the increase and decrease of the behema. According to the first pshat, the machloikis in Beisham Beis Hillel is the yeser. The second pshat, the machloikis is bechaser. And the third pshat, the machloikis is where he used this item as a stepping stool. And the fourth pshat is chaser and yeser. The chaser refers to the removal of the hair of the animal. The yeser refers to the vlad that is born. And the machloikis Beisham Beis Hillel is b'shvach shel Gzela. Beis Shammai says Shvach Gzela the Nigzel. Beis Hillel says Shvach Gzela the Gazlan. The next Mishnah. Ha'choshev l'shleach yabe b'kodin. He tells Edim that he wants to use his b'kodin. Beis Shammai says he's chayiv since says I'll call Devar Pesha. While Beis Hillel says he's not chayiv until he shleach yad. The pasuk says im v'shalach yadoi hadron alach hamafkid. Daf Mem Dal the fourth parak. Hazov koines hakesef. Hakesef ain't a koines hazov. Now we know in order to acquire metaltlin, there has to be meshicha with the metaltlin. So what's considered the metaltlin, the peri, the zahav? What's considered the money, the currency, the kesef? Therefore, the meshicha of the zahav acquires the kesef for the seller. The same would apply by nechoshes. Nechoshes is the peri, it will acquire the kesef, while the kesef will not acquire the nechoshes. The Gemara says that Rebbe Bialdusa held just the opposite. Hakesef koines hazav. Since zav is choshev, it's the tiva, it's the money, the kesef is the peri. While Rebbe Bizaknusa and our Mishnah held hazav koines hakesef. Since the kesef is charif, it's accessible. The kesef is the tiva. Mamela the zav is the peri, the merchandise. Omid Beis, you bring a Mishnah Maisa Sheni. Beishamen Oimrim. Layasa Adam Sloim Dinrei Zav, which means you cannot redeem silver sloim of Maisa Sheni for golden dinarim. Beis Hillel's Matir. We have three different versions of a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish in what the machlokes Beishamen Beis Hillel is. In the first version, one man diem holds the machlokes is sloim al dinrim, but peris al dinrim, everyone holds k'mechalal, since gold is tiva, is currency relative to merchandise. And the other man diem holds af peris al dinrim machlokes, and the question is whether gold is considered tiva or peri. On the daf mem hey, the second version of machlokes, one man diem holds is the machlokes sloim al dinrim and sloim al sloim. And it comes down to whether ha-kesef includes or excludes kesef sheni. And the other man d'amah holds, the machloikis is af peris al dinrim. On Tamid Beis, the third version of the machloikis, everyone holds ha-kesef includes kesef sheni. And the machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is one man d'amah holds that the machloikis b'sham Beis Hillel is sleim al dinrim. B'sham says you can't because shema yisha, you're going to delay until you have enough silver coins to equal a dinar. While Beis Hillel is matir, he's not going to that. But both Beisham Beis Hillel will say it could be Mechalal al Peiris, since Peiris will rot and you won't delay. While the other man number holds, the Machlokes is even Peiris al Dinrim. Next, we have a Machlokes Rav and Levi, whether Matbeah Nasa Chalipin or Ein Matbeah Nasa Chalipin. Could a Matbeah effectuate the Chalipin or not? On to Daf Mem Vav, we come out Ein Matbeah Nasa Chalipin and Ein Matbeah Nikna Bechalipin. Matbeah cannot be acquired through Chalipin from the story of the person who wanted a pater himself for paying the extra fifth by redeeming his Maisa Sheni money through his friend. The rest of the daf, the Gemara unsuccessfully tries to challenge Ein Matbeah Nasa Chalipin. Daf Mem Zayin. Now concerning Chalipin through a Kenyan Sudar, whose handkerchief are we using? We have Machlokes Tanoim by the story of Boaz and the Goyal. The Tana Kama says it's the Caleb of the Koine, the Caleb of Boaz, similar to what Rav says. Rehuda says it was the Caleb of the Goyal, the Caleb of the Makne, similar to what Levi says. Now, what exactly can be used for a Kenyan Suder? If Nachman says it has to be a Kli, since the Pasuk says Na'aloi, while Rosh Hashanah says it could be even Peri, since it says Kol Dover. What does Rosh Hashanah do with Na'aloi? He says it must be a Dov Mesuyim, a complete item, as opposed to a half a Peri. The mission at the beginning of Peri continued. Asimoin, Karnes HaMatbeah, Vein Matbeah, Karnes Asimoin. And Asimoin is a pulsa, an unminted coin. It's considered Peri, therefore Meshicha will affect a Kenyan. And the Mishnah continued. Metaltlin are koine matbeis. Matbeis are not koine metaltlin. Additionally, call metaltlin koine zezeh. How so? You do meshicha on the pay race even though you didn't pay the money any yachalachzalai. But if you gave the money and you did not do meshicha, you could be chayzer. But you'll get a misha para. And the Mishnah ended. Reb Shimon Omer, kol she kesef biyadai, yadai alal yoinet. Which means, once the meicha has the money, only the meicha can be tracked, since he has both the money and the merchandise. Gemara brings two versions of this machlokes based on the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, where the mois koines. Rabbi Yochanan holds Dvar Torah mois koines ubnei ma armu meshicha koine because you have a gzera shem yomer nisrefu chitech ba'aliyah. While Rish Lakish holds meshicha mifresh min haTorah since the pasuk says v'chei simchu v'mekar al misecha oikana miyad misecha davar hanikne miyad liyad. On the daf mem ches discussing the misha para. It'll apply both according to Rabbi Yochanan Shita and Reish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it'll apply Pashit because he holds Mois, Karnis, Tavat Torah. But even according to Reish Lakish, since we're dealing with Devarim, Ve'ikah Badai Mois, there was an actual payment, therefore he'll get a Misha Para, as opposed to someone who just backs down an agreement, there won't be a Misha Para. However, Ein Racha Chamim, Noichai Menu. Amud Beis, concerning the Misha Para, Abaye says, Ayidua Medin La, we just inform him, but we don't curse him. V'nasi Ba'am Chalai Sa'ar. While Rava says we do, this pasuk does not apply to this person. Next, a Ravon, a down payment. Regarding karka, if someone puts down $500 for a $1,000 karka, he acquires the karka and must pay the balance. Now, regarding metalton, Rav says kenegda hu koine. He only purchases the amount of deposit he gave. That's concerning a misha para. Or Rabbi Yochanan says kenegda kula hu koine. That means if lekeach paid part payment, the marich will be chayv misha para if he doesn't deliver the entire item. And Rav explains, since karak is nicknamed a kesef, partial payment will acquire the entire item as opposed to metaltlin. Daf ben tes, divarim, words. Rav says, ein behem mishum chasuri amona. Rabbi Yochanan says, yesh behem mishum chasuri amona. This idea whether you can back out of a verbal commitment is actually a machlekes tanoim. We have a mission later on. Where Rabbi Yochanan and Manasseh tells his son to back out of a commitment to workers. This is as opposed to Reb Shimon, who says you cannot back out of a verbal commitment. And Reb Yochanan differentiates between backing out of a large gift, which you're allowed to, as opposed to backing out of a small gift, which you're not allowed to, as a recipient is Samcha Datayu. And back in the Mishnah, where Reb Shimon said, Kol she'kesef biyada, yada al yoyna, was referring to the Moicher who had both the Kesef and still had the Peiris. Omid Beis, we turn our attention to the next Mishnah and the Dinim of Oino. The Tanakhama says Oino is 1/6, while Reb Tarfon says Oino is 1/3. Rav says Shtus Mekach Shaninu, while Shmuel says Shtus Mois Nami Shaninu. That is, the item is worth 6 zuz and it's sold for either 5 or 7. Everyone agrees that is Oino. The Machlokes is where the item is worth 5 and sold for 6, which is a fifth of the value, or the item is worth 7, sold for 6, which is a seventh of the value. According to Rav, the first case, the Mekach will be bottle. But the second case, the Mekach will be Kayim, since Rav holds, Shtus Mekach Shaninu. While Shmuel, who holds we also go, Basar Mois, will hold in both of these cases. It's exactly Oino, 1/6. Back in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama said Oino is 1/6. And how long could the person back out of the sale? Up to the time he could show it to his relative or a merchant. Comes along Reb Tarfon and says, Oino is 1/3. The Tagwe Lud were all excited by what he said, until he said his next statement, that Kol HaYoyim Mutal HaHachzir. The Tagwe Lud said, Yoniach Lanu Reb Tarfon Mim Kaimenu V'Hayril Devei Chachomim. Daf Nun focuses on the Tagwe Lud and why exactly they were happy. And on Amud Beis, what emerges is, Rava says the Halacha is less than 1/6, it's a valid sale. More than 1/6, it's not a valid sale. If it's 1/6, it's a valid sale and the Oino must be returned. And both in the case of 1/6 and more than 1/6, the amount of time to be mivatel a sale is k'dei she'yilu tagar or lekroivoy. And we bring support to Rava from the Tana of Nosson, who argues on Rebbe, the Tana of the next Mishnah Daf Nun Aleph, where Rebbe says the Mis'ane yoda al yoina. He could either back out of the sale totally or keep the sale and get the Oino back. Two more points on Daf Nun Aleph. Number one, this time limit, k'dei she'yira l'tagar l'kroivai, only applies to the lekeach, but the moicher, since he doesn't have the item, he has no one to show it to, therefore moicher l'oilam chayzer. And number two, Oino applies only when you're buying from a merchant, not when you're buying from a baal bayis. Since the item is dear to him, he might only sell it for a higher price.